Hello.
Hello, hello. I am John. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know. Are you 18 years old or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next question, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote at all?
Absolutely will vote.
Thank you so much. Okay. What is your age, ma'am?
83.
Thank you so much. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your time, by the way. I'm doing this as quickly as I can. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Do you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing? Donald Trump as a former president.
Approve.
Okay, thank you. Is that extremely approve or just someone approve?
Extremely approve.
Thank you for that. Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman. Do you approve or disapprove of their job, of the job she's doing?
Marcy?
Correct.
Disapprove.
Okay. Is somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
What?
Yeah, yep. I'm just wondering if it's you somewhat disapprove or you strongly disapprove the job she's doing.
This. Strongly disapprove. She should be tired a long time ago.
Okay, I understand. Now the next politician will be Joe Biden as president. Do you strongly approve or strongly disapprove? Or you somewhat?
Strongly disapprove. He's an idiot.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I'm doing this as quickly as I can. Okay. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Sherrod Brown. Yeah, he's, I strongly disapprove with him too. All of a sudden now that because Biden's running again, now he's decided he better start doing something with
yes,
all his commercials.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Moving to the next one. So now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. Okay, so, starting now about Donald Trump. Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? I'm sorry.
Favorable, very favorable.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Derek Marin?
Who?
Derek Marin.
I'm not familiar with that name. I don't know who he is.
Okay. That's okay. No. Okay. Now, what about Democrats in Congress?
Who?
Democrats in Congress. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Unfavorable, or you have never heard of it?
Very unfavorable. They're all idiots.
I understand. What about Marcy Kaptur?
Yeah, Marcy Kaptur. She's the one that I just said I was unfavorable about.
Okay, yes, I'm just doing the questions for quality reason, that's it. Okay, what's your opinion on Republicans in Congress?